This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:04 Thursday morning. It's Thursday. So Clusterfest is coming back to town. This part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. Last year, it was called Colossal Clusterfest, but it was just, you know, maybe people said it wrong a couple times. So now it's just Clusterfest. It's a comedy and music festival. It's back, and we have your three-day tickets, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It's presented by Comedy Central, and you can get three-day tickets now at clusterfest.com or be calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of three-day tickets. We have a million great comedians coming into town, and not just, I mean, John Stewart and Trevor Noah, both Daily Show people, Amy Schumer, Adam Sandberg, yeah. Andy Sandberg.
Andy Sandberg, right.
Actually, there was a
there's
whole
a list here left over
Let
there.
Me grab it because there's some really good people.
This
on
weekend,
there.
We're actually giving away Clusterfest tickets as well. So I put that up there for this weekend.
Oh, here we go. Tiffany Haddish, Jim Jefferies, David Cross, Tobias from Arrested Development, Michael Che is from SNL's Weekend Update. Third Eye Blind.
Oh.
That's right. Third Eye Blind's going to be there. And inexplicably, Salt and Peppa is going to be there. All kinds of stuff for you to see and do.
Fun.
We've got like a whole South Park thing going on, and it's going to be a great time. You want to go, you can buy tickets at clusterfest.com or win a pair right now. Caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 instantly wins three-day tickets. Let's see here. This Friday and Saturday, you can get up to $320 in rebates on select tire and wheel packages purchased with America's Tire Credit. America's Tire, where America saves on tires. So the porn star is going to start talking now. Now that the Trump administration or Trump's personal lawyer has admitted that he paid $130,000 out of his own pocket to shut this chick up, she feels that the nondisclosure agreement is null and void. Well, he just admitted that he paid me. And she's going to talk. She's actually got some poll appearances coming up, which is exciting.
Oh, at the strip club.
So yeah. This is her deciding that. So a judge hasn't said
no,
you're
she's
free
like,
to speak.
Well, I guess I'm free to speak. Stormy right. Daniels is reportedly preparing to spill the beans on her affair with Donald Trump. She's going to be in New York later next week. She claimed to have had a year-long affair with Donald Trump that began in 06. And then claimed not to have had the affair after she was paid. She's expected to perform at a strip club called Gossip New York on Long Island. They call her here the star of Porking with Pride 2 and finally Legal 7. She did a burlesque show in Greenville, South Carolina, since the Wall Street Journal revealed that she was paid $130,000.
I don't believe her. I think she's just milking it and getting us to all look at her once again, and then she's going to say nothing like she did on the
Jimmy Kimmel show.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel
show. That was horrible.
Where she said nothing, and we all went, we're all being played here, so more people will look at her porn. Wow.
This will be her first appearance in New York since the scandal broke. They say his native New York. And they go on to talk about it.
All right, yeah. Well.
So Stormy Daniels
Let's
says,
see if she actually says.
Wait, let's see. She's, you know what she's looking for? Another payout so somebody can buy the exclusive rights to whatever interview she's willing to grant.
Or
she's
at
not
the
just
very least,
do it for free.
She just wants to promote her appearance.
Now we all know she's going to be.
Gossip
let's
in
not,
New York.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, let's not even say. There is a record producer by the name of Chris Moon, and he co-wrote, they're calling this Prince's first solo single, Soft and Wet. Does this
like
mean
it.
After the revolution or his first ever solo?
Do you? What's his name again, Sarah? Chris what?
The guy's name is Chris Moon. He has a songwriting credit. He owns a percentage of that song.
All
it's
right.
not a huge hit or anything. It's not like buying this thing is going to make you all kinds of money, especially now with streaming royalties
We never heard again about that one song we got.
That's apparently going to be released. The estate was pissed because this guy who had all these tapes and, you know, claimed ownership
available,
and he actually had put a whole EP together.
Hello,
Yuzi, your phone's ringing. Who's on the phone?
It says PG&E.
Oh, you got to pay that bill, Yuzi.
No.
So where were we? So the group of songs, the one song did get released, but then the estate went mad and shut it down. But those songs, I guess, are going to be part of
good.
This
they should
stuff.
Be. That song is sick.
I know. So this song, Soft and Wet, can we hear this? This
yeah.
is his. There's. Oh God. When's he going to get to the soft and wet part? So the guy wants $500,000 for it. $490,000. He says that will buy you his percentage of the songwriting credits for Prince's first solo album.
Oh, okay.
He is the former owner of the Minneapolis studio where Prince recorded his first demo. And I guess that's a super early Prince song. He's selling the credit on eBay. He wants $490,000 for it. And this is not an investment that will pay off, he even says. He's like, this was not a hit song. He said anyone who buys this shouldn't be doing it for financial purposes. It's more about owning one of the most unique collectibles ever related to Prince. I guess just because it's his first solo piece.
All right.
But if you go to eBay and type in buy part of a Prince song and you've got $500,000 to drop, it's yours.
I don't.
No. To let Chris Kelly know.
So if someone purchased it and they wanted to use it in a movie, they would have to go to person that bought
I
don't really understand
you're
why
only
you would
getting,
want
it. You're only buying a percentage of the song because uh-huh. his estate owns the other percentage. So you might not even be able
or
to
a
go
record company.
Sell it for something like that uh-huh. without approval from someone else. So
yeah.
here you have found some opportunity to turn your investment into money, and his estate says, no. You can't use it for that, and that's it.
What you're basically buying is royalties. So if say, for every dollar that comes, you know, for streaming or for purchase or for, you know, wherever this thing gets, you know, played and royalties come in, if you own 10% of it, you'd get a dime from mm-hmm. that dollar. That's and the guy's even saying this is you're not going to make.
Yeah.
You're not making your $500,000 back. This is bragging rights only.
Yeah.
You know, if you just want to be able to tell your friends you can afford to drop $500,000 on a Prince song, this is your opportunity. There are people who want that. I bet he sells it.
Even though it's early Prince, I was 78, I think it was released, it still is Prince, right?
It's great.
It still
yeah.
has that
it's really
funk
cool.
to it. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. got that keyboard that he used mm-hmm. in the early days, though. The new one with the guitar, that's where it's at.
Yeah, that's a good song.
God, he's so... Oh, I love Prince. Yeah. Rest in peace, Prince. Metallica.
I love Metallica.
I know that you do.
So different.
Welcome to a whole new world, everyone. Metallica.
Hey, I just want to say, yes? I can love Prince and Metallica. You can too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't love Metallica, but I do love Prince. But I have an appreciation for Metallica.
Thank you.
I certainly like them better than Slipknot. Let's put it that way.
Slipknot has its charm as well.
Hmm. Metallica is going to receive something called the Polar Music Prize this spring. They're calling it the Nobel Prize for Music. It recognizes international excellence. They'll receive about $126,000, which is a drop in the bucket for them. So they're going to do something good with it. They're going to donate the money to their All Within My Hands organization. It helps communities in need with workforce education, food bank donations, and other local services. Previous winners of this Polar Music Prize include Sting, Emmylou Harris, Chuck Berry, Paul Simon, Peter Gabriel, Pink Floyd, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney. So they're in good company. I never even heard of it.
Me neither.
They call it the Nobel Prize of Music. Charles in Charge. That's Scott Baio's show that he did long after Joni
never
loved
saw
Chachi.
It.
Or...
No idea.
I watched that.
I did know him as Chachi, though. I watched Happy Days.
Of course. So, what did you love Charles in Charge?
Who I mean, you know, it falls in line with, you know, Who's the Boss and all those crappy TV shows.
I actually had it confused with
Growing
Who's
Pains
the Boss
and stuff.
Growing Pains, right.
So, Charles in Charge, one of the this woman was a kid when she was on the show. Her name's Nicole Eggert. She went on to be a Baywatch babe, and she has recently been yelling and screaming about that he'd been sexually inappropriate with her from the age of 14 until the age of 17 when they actually had sex. He says she was 18 and none of this is true, and we did have sex, but she was 18. So now there's another actor on the show. His name is Alexander Polinsky.
Oh.
He is saying he suffered abuse at Scott's hands. His was a little different than hers. At a press conference yesterday, he said it started when he was 11 or 12 and he was new to the show. He saw Scott backstage with Nicole on his lap, so he hopped on Scott's lap too, thinking it was all fun. Oh, yay, we're all sitting on Scott's lap. Yippee! He says Scott threw him off and called him a homosexual slur. And those slurs would continue, as would other abuse, like Scott pulling his pants down, throwing a cup of hot tea in his face, and exposing his genitals to him.
Oh, my goodness.
He says he believes he was subjected to mental torture because he'd seen Scott's behavior with Nicole. Scott held his own press conference yesterday that he didn't bother to show up at. He didn't go. He was supposedly at a school function with his daughter. His spokesperson read his statement. It said, "I am the target of false claims that threaten everything that's important in my life. I'm hurt and I'm angry, but mostly I'm stunned that anyone could be so cruel as to attack not just me, but my entire family with lies. I will not let this continue unchallenged and will use every ounce of strength and faith in God that I have to defeat the people behind this. This story is just beginning to be told." The spokesperson also said Scott will fully cooperate with the LAPD investigation. He said Nicole and Alexander's accounts have changed multiple times. And so that's the latest in Scott Baio's life. Sucks to be him. The Spice Girls are in the news again today. I think Monday we heard they're going to go on a world tour. Yeah. Tuesday, Posh said, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Today is Thursday, and yes, they are. Apparently all five of them have signed some deal to do a giant world tour.
Wow.
Well, till the deal's done, it's not a deal. So maybe that's what's been going on,
the Spice,
back and forth.
According to, yeah, exactly. Maybe she was holding. They were saying, too, that on Tuesday when they were saying, no, it's not happening, they're all getting paid different amounts of money, or all being offered different amounts of money.
That's too bad.
Well, some of them don't need to do it,
yeah,
Victoria.
Still.
She's got David Beckham money and her own fashion empire money.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are like, yeah, no, we'll do it. We'd love to. Where do we sign? How much? We don't even care. We just want to be famous again. Yuzi and I were talking this morning about how they should just do a stand in Vegas.
A little residency.
I would go.
Till no one goes.
You
right.
Wouldn't go.
If you were in Vegas, wouldn't you just be like, sure, I'll go see the Spice Girls?
I would absolutely not go see the Spice Girls.
Really?
You're in Vegas for under, what? You're there for
2 days?
27 hours or something?
I've gone to a couple of the Cirque du Soleil's. I'd love to see Britney Spears. I don't want to go see
Selena. Britney.
No,
you
I don't
have,
see Celine.
Oh, it'd
you
be
have,
funny to see them. Look, here's some shots of them. Here's a shot of them in 1997.
I think you would even miss Britney because you can't pull off the tables.
It would help me pull off the tables if I knew I had something to do, Vinny. So they're saying that Mel B signed last Friday and the other members have all now fallen in line.
I love this, not even trying to have the dress cover the underwear over
here.
Oh,
yeah, no. That's,
I mean, what is
that's
that?
Really just, hey, here's my crotch. I mean, at least Posh, you can't real unless you're sitting down in the front row and then you're looking straight up. They are so funny. If you want to be my lover, gotta get with my friends. Oh, here we go. Gotta get with my friends.
His friendship never ends.
Friendship did end, however.
Yeah.
They're putting it back together for money now. They're thinking it's going to be a limited number of concerts in the UK and the US. I'm not sure where this will all wind up, but apparently it's happening. So, are we? Anyway,
they all look pretty good.
They do. I'm with you. Well, they were young. I mean, what are they all in their late 40s now? Probably.
No, you think that old?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I mean, 97 was when.
Yeah.
I would think they're at least in their 40s. Maybe not their late 40s.
Mel B is 42.
There you go.
Oh, that's young. I'd love to be 42 again.
All over again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Get that decade back.
Right.
Amy Schumer got married in Malibu yesterday.
Nice.
On a Valentine's Day wedding. What did you say? 30% of
most of them fail.
Yeah, 30% make it if you get married on Valentine's Day. Let's see here. Ceremony was attended by some of her closest high-powered celebrity friends. Sources at the wedding say that she and her now husband, Chris Fisher, rented a private home in Malibu to exchange their nuptials in front of about 80 people. A comedian officiated the wedding, although they're not saying who it was. Larry David was there, Jennifer Aniston, David Spade, Jennifer Lawrence. They're not confirming that Jerry Seinfeld was there, but he was in L.A. this week. So I don't see a confirmation of that here. And one of these people officiated the wedding. Some comedian, they say, did it. The wedding was kept a secret. Everyone was vigilant against any pictures or social media postings, but they've tied the knot.
Congratulations. Good for them.
Yes, it's wonderful. So interest in the royal family is pretty high right now because Prince Harry is going to marry Meghan Markle.
Oh, right.
So there's some production company that said, oh, my God, you know what we should do? A new Lifetime movie based on their romance. And it's already in production. Everybody just showed up in Canada. I guess that's where they're going to start this thing. It's called Harry and Meghan, The Royal Love Story. And, oh, shoot, I don't have the Meghan Markle picture. They found people that look pretty close to them to play them. Here's the picture of Harry and the guy who's going to... Oh, I found the Meghan one. They found, let's see, Parisa Fitzhenley. She looks a lot like Meghan Markle. Real pretty. And then Murray Fraser. I don't know either of these actors, but they do have that bear some resemblance to the royals.
Well, I pray that I have something better to do when this airs.
Even if you don't, my guess is you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to
stare at
paint
a wall.
A room. I don't know. Do anything else. Have you watched any movies on Lifetime? I've heard about them. I don't think I've ever watched a Lifetime movie.
Sure. I used to watch Lifetime a lot, and now I just don't anymore. I watched it so much that it was kind of depressing.
Oh,
so I never really. Because at that time there was always women being murdered and being stalked by whoever.
Is this the place where you were watching that one where they were reenacting all these terrible things that had happened to women?
No, that's the ID channel.
Oh. You still watch that?
I do, but I've kind of pulled off a little bit.
Yeah. So you're saying the Lifetime movies were all about terrible things happening to women. I see. Anyway, that's going to be
probably
a Lifetime movie, and it's going to be... I think they're getting married in May, right?
Yes.
May is the...
May.
Good May. For them.
Yes, you. how was the Questlove John Oliver interview?
I thought it was interesting.
Okay, so Questlove interviewed John Oliver is from The Daily Show, and now he has Last Week Tonight, which is a show weekly on HBO. Questlove is the leader of The Roots... on Jimmy Fallon's show, and they have the Roots Picnic every year, and they're a band.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a podcast, Questlove does, and he had Jon Stewart on, was interviewing Jon Stewart. And during the discussion, podcasts are pretty loose, Questlove actually told a story about a meeting he had with O.J. Simpson. There you go, Questlove. I guess... OJ wants a song about it. You guys got to fight for my innocence. That's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Paris
and gross.
Mm-hmm. Paris Hilton has a new song out. You know, she's a...
what is the name?
She's a DJ.
Stars Are Blind. That's her old song. Yeah.
Oh, it was a hit, right?
Sure. Apparently, it was a big DJ dance hit. Oh, is this... This is...
Yeah, this is Stars Are Blind.
All right. So she has a new song called I Need You. This is like a... This almost feels like a country crooner.
It feels more Motown-ish to me.
Yeah, I feel kind of old.
Like 60s.
Yeah, like a standard-y sounding thing.
Yes,
except she can't sing.
Oh, please. Oh, Paris.
It's not the worst thing we've heard.
You're right. It isn't the worst thing, but it is a bad thing.
She has part of the video out as well.
Oh, how's that?
She like dressed like Marilyn Monroe. Oh. She's lying in a bed of roses.
She's amazing.
She's on a bed on the phone. See the roses.
Oh yeah.
Ever since everybody realized Will Ferrell and the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, are basically the same person, they've popped up together a lot at various functions, and now they have joined Eddie Vedder and Brandi Carlile at a charity concert and covered Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus. I guess that...
Who's that singing?
It's Brandi Carlile.
It is?
We used to play her on this station.
It looks like Eddie Vedder, all he really did is hang out in the back playing tambourine.
Yeah, but they're not showing the singer.
Oh, I didn't know you
There's
had the video.
There's a video there,
up.
But it's showing Eddie play tambourine.
So is that Chad on the drums?
Yeah.
And then it's Will is just playing the...
cowbell.
The cowbell. Oh, there she is.
There.
They don't sound bad. I guess they practiced. Anyway, there you go. That's something that went down. Huh. You love that tune. There's one for you. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Wait, who is Brandi Carlile?
I know. Why do I know that name?
We used to play her on the station.
Oh, so she's a random
so
singer?
So she's a singer.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Brandi from Big Brother.
Oh, no, that's Brandi Glanville.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
I can see.
Well, I don't know.
Sure.
There was no picture.
Let me see if I can find a Brandi Carlile
song. She can kind of sing.
I think she's got a song called The Story that was...
Didn't we play it? I'm looking. Oh, are you finding it right now?
This is like from...
Brandi Carlile is a Grammy-nominated American folk rock and American singer-songwriter.
Yeah, The Story is the one. Is that the one you're playing right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, she can sing.
That's nice.
Yeah, she can sing. I just couldn't figure out who we were talking about.
That she was the singer.
I was seeing in my head the face from Big Brother going, no. No.
That face.
It can't
that face.
Be.
All right, what's coming up, Ben?
I'll do that story finally about the butt cheeks after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday. It's getting really cold. It's supposed to get down into the 30s in the evening, starting on Sundays. We're going to get some really super cold weather.
Oh.
Winter's back, everyone.
Good.
Wish we'd just get some rain. That'd be nice.
Down with summer. I'm not into it.
Yeah, well, you know, the surf is
right.
Not what you need it to be.
Right. Then. Exactly right.
This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Camila Cabello.
That's perfect.
Thank you. She is bringing her Never Be the Same tour to the Fox Theater in Oakland. And
drop the new page. It's
beautiful.
More perfect than ever. You're going to love it. Go to RadioAlice.com and enjoy perfection.
Enjoy it over and over, please, too.
Yeah.
We could use the clips.
Click all the time.
Yeah.
If you would mind, you can make it your homepage.
Sure.
Or
just as a personal favor to us, if you could just click it a couple
times
a day.
Bookmark it at least and just click on it just while you're doing other stuff.
Yeah, just clickety click, 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 click.
Watch a show and click on our webpage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a great idea.
Open some things up.
Sure.
You know.
Please.
Root around in there a little.
Help us out.
Help us out. Help us out.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I'll begin with Fortune's 100 best jobs in America. I'm not going to do 100, of course, but that's the list that has just come out.
Oh.
100 best companies to work for.
Oh, the best companies.
Yes.
All right.
So this involves compensation, diversity, paid time off. Perks, things of all, yes.
Salesforce.
Number one.
Number one! I knew it was going to be because everything you ever tell me about your chick's job is like, it sounds freaking phenomenal.
That doesn't mean they're going to win the whole thing, but they just did. Salesforce
Incredible.
Is the number one job or number one company to work for as ranked by Fortune. Second is Wegmans Food Markets.
Oh,
I
never
don't
even
know
heard of them.
Wegmans. I know that Raley's owns Knob, which is near my house. So,
yeah, me too.
And then
Wegmans.
I go to Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
So I don't know Wegmans.
Where is it based at? Are you looking that up?
Doesn't say.
I will though.
Is it, how's it? Oh, Wegmans.
That's it.
Wegmans Food Markets is a privately held American regional supermarket chain headquarters in Rochester, New York.
Oh.
Number of locations, 95.
Oh, so they're just Wegmans.
And CEO is Colleen Wegman.
All right.
All right.
since 1916.
So, wow. So that's just a great place to work. All right.
Down the list is Workday. I know of them.
Oh, I've
never heard
of them.
They're East Bay. Workday is.
What are they?
They are the, you know how we use Oracle for our payroll?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Oracle thing that you'd look up and it'll show you.
To get your receipts or
stuff. We used to. I don't think we even use them anymore,
you know,
because the new company.
Since we changed over, I haven't even gone to that.
I have. It's
yes.
not. Anyway,
it's
they're
different.
That. They're like payroll and HR software. Workday. They're cool, and they're in the East Bay somewhere. Genentech makes the list.
Oh.
Let's see. Farther down into it, Quicken Loans comes in at 14. Huh. These are the best companies to work for. The list has just been put out. Adobe is here in town. That's 26.
Wow, a lot of companies here in town. Huh? Yeah,
well,
that's
not
cool.
Too surprising. I mean, yeah. You know, Silicon Valley's pretty forward-thinking.
I'm actually, well, but they also work people to smithereens.
That is true.
And that's why that
well,
one.
Well, and we hear about some sexism stuff, too, in some of these places.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that as you're not seeing Facebook and Google on the list, it's because they work their ass, their, I
bleeped
the wrong word.
Duh.
Right. Anyway, they work really hard, and they are traveling all the time, and they have, you know, they...
You live your life through those companies.
Well, you get paid, but you really do work hard. REI is on the list at 43. These are the best companies to work for, as ranked by Fortune.
Good for
Cisco's
Salesforce.
Cisco's on the list. Yeah.
They do a lot of good, too. They have, what did you say, every couple weeks she has to go do some volunteer work for half a day?
Have to, but they make that part of their deal. They give them time to go do charity.
And Benioff did the whole children's hospital thing, and they're just, it's great.
So anyway, that list is out now if you want to see where your company came in or if they did at all.
Right.
T-Mobile's on the list at 86.
Oh, hey, T-Mobile.
That's Fortune's 100 best companies to work for 2018.
Nice. That's an interesting
list,
Ben.
A 32-year-old man just flew into Lisbon, Portugal from Brazil. When he landed in the airport, agents realized this person was under investigation for drug trafficking.
Oh. As he was going through customs?
Yeah. And they didn't have to work too hard to figure out how he was trying to bring drugs into Portugal.
Oh, no. Was he having cramps?
He had a giant, voluptuous backside.
Oh.
Agents searched the guy and found he was wearing two fake butt cheeks filled with cocaine.
What?
Well, somebody's party got ruined by this bust.
Each one of the butt cheeks had over 1 pound of cocaine inside, and he was arrested for drug trafficking.
Oh.
It's too bad.
That is, well, you know. I think she has 2 pounds of cocaine in there.
It almost looks like,
hell.
It's hard to tell what the picture looks like, but it's almost like he has a pair of shorts, like swim trunk shorts.
Oh.
And then there may be, and then there's pockets, and inside he put the shape of what a butt implant would be.
Oh, so it's sticking off the back of his butt.
It's like the sewed look, it inside,
the look
though.
Is not natural, yes. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
What a dum-dum.
Well.
Dummy head.
Researchers in Japan talked to 60,000 people who were all trying to lose weight. They measured their waistlines and body mass. They also asked questions about their eating habits. One of the questions has to do with how fast they eat. 37% admitted they tore through their meals.
Yeah,
just 7% said they ate slower than most people. The ones who ate slower tended to have a healthier lifestyle in general. But that's not all. After the initial questionnaire, about half of those people, half the people said they changed how fast they ate, and the ones that ate slower lost more weight. What they're saying is you may not have to diet to lose weight. Just eat slower.
I have heard that your body, after 20 minutes, tells you you've had enough. So if you can take less bites in those 20 minutes, I get so focused. When there's food in front of me, I'm focused on it. That's it. It's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm eating.
Uh-huh. You could take, they say to take drinks of water in between your bites and put your fork all
down.
The way down.
Right. Yeah. Put it down. Don't be sitting there chewing one bite, making your next perfect bite. Yeah,
I can't
all,
do it.
I'm a wolfer,
personally.
Man. I'm just, it's especially here. We've got 4 minutes until we go back on the air. I'm like, I need to scarf this down because I can't have it sitting next to me through the whole break.
Want to eat with a big spoon and a bowl.
Over the sink.
Right.
I really do. It's my preferred way to eat, whatever it is.
Right. Let's get this over with.
Yeah. Push it into a bowl, break it all up, and mow that down.
Eat to live.
You know, there's cameras in my house, too, and I can imagine, not that I would go back and look at the video, but there's me eating, standing by the sink, shoving it in. Like I'm
I need to go do other things.
Yeah, like I'm trying to break a record or right. something. A new study out of Purdue University in Indiana found that people are happiest when they make between $60,000 and $75,000 a year.
Well, give me more and let's try it.
Well,
let me
here's
just
the
see
thing.
If I can
Think
be
how
any
much
happier.
Happier would
right.
be.
Researchers took it a little further. They wanted to see how much more money it would take for people to be more than happy.
Oh, so they did give some people more money.
They looked at when people felt like they'd achieved their financial goals and they were successful. And the answer is $95,000 a year. They found that when people made more, it actually made them less satisfied.
Really?
Because they started wanting nicer things they couldn't really afford.
They feel like they should be able to because they're making $200,000 a year.
They're trying to jump to the next level, but they just don't have that amount.
Right.
Over $95,000.
Well, it's funny because when you're a kid, you think, God, if you made this amount per year, you'd be, you know, you just think that you're rocketed up into private jet money, and damn, you're not.
No.
There's no way you can get to that.
What bothers me about some of the arguments people make for, oh, you're making money, you should pay the... Nobody's guaranteed to keep making the $95,000. Like, right. That person's going to get fired when they start showing gray hair.
Well, let's hope not. But they're going to retire at some point. They're not always going to have that money coming in.
I'm just saying, I think that, you know, that it's as if someone, oh, you're on the gravy train now. You can't possibly lose your job or be replaced or stop having that payment coming in. Mm. The company won't possibly say, you know, we've looked at ways to cut costs and you're it.
Mm. You're $95,000.
Your number's up, buddy.
Jesus.
Right. Yep. Well, that's why no matter what you're making, save as much of it as you can.
Well, first, let me buy a mink coat. Then.
Hotline's ringing.
Our text. They're here.
I think
they're here or it's Rudy.
Oh.
Oh.
Right. Rudy.
Rudy? It's Rudy.
I can't wait till your breath. Oh, it's not. Sarah's brother's
Thursday.
Coming in, everyone. Yeah, I'll do a couple.
I don't even know if he's coming in. My sister-in-law's coming in for sure, though.
Oh, this is going to be great.
What about John?
My husband?
Yeah.
Yes, he's driving whoever's
what
going in.
What about John number two?
John Clark, my brother?
No, John Vieira.
Oh, Johnny
oh,
B?
Johnny
B? My Johnny B? Not that John. Oh. He's working today. Are you guys going to go out after the show?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Around, hanging in the city.
Right.
I'll leave my key for you so we can switch cars.
Oh, all right. Sounds good.
Or I'll just go down there with you.
Sounds good.
Our text number is 800. Wait a minute. Amy Schumer is straight? Who knew?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
We'd seen her boyfriend before. She married the furniture maker?
No, that guy that she married, I believe, is a chef.
Oh.
Yeah, and she actually just broke up with some dude.
Yeah.
Pretty recently, too.
A year and a half or 2 years.
Well, it sounds like the furniture maker is the one that got dumped, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh. 415 says, France just banned cell phones in schools nationwide regarding yesterday's show.
Oh. Really?
Hotline's ringing again.
I don't believe Stormy either, Vinny. Maybe she did have an affair with the guy. I mean, really, it's only going to affect his marriage because it didn't happen while he was in office. But I think the main thing is...
Well, and also nothing sticks to that dude.
Right. But she's also... She says she's going to say all this stuff, and then she says nothing. But I am here to promote my appearance at... Mm-hmm. Like, all right. We're being had here, right? I mean, is she going to talk?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
Well, if she does talk, she's not going to do it for free. I think she's putting it out there, and now they're shopping for, I don't know, a book deal, just a sit-down interview with someone who's willing to pay. Not
707
sure.
says, hi, guys. Listen to the 2-8 secret show yesterday. Oh, my God, Yuzi, your story, though.
Well, listen,
LOL.
Listen to yesterday's secret show that we taped at the Fairmont.
And then the question is asked, is Rudy dating or not?
Yeah, he's dating.
Well, he's dating, but not anybody.
No, nobody in particular.
Right.
He's enjoying his life, the fruits of his labor.
Rudy,
oh, there he is. He's stroking
you.
His beard. Yep, I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor.
People are asking if you're dating.
I knew my ears were ringing in the elevator. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Am I dating?
You dating?
Yeah, are you single or?
I'm single as a cigarette. You know, I'm just out here. Just out here. But
never heard
yeah,
that
I
mean, one before.
Single as a cigarette.
You ever just bum a cigarette, like one cigarette?
Yeah, single.
Boom. There you go. Yeah. But I'm up for it though. I'm open to anything.
Nice.
I'm not knocking anything down.
And you're not a fan of the butt.
Not a fan of my butt.
Oh.
Yeah, like I don't want anybody involved with that.
Loves that joke. Look at her.
Yeah. Somebody else's. If that's what they insist on, so be it.
Oh.
I'll cater to that.
Oh, you mean if a lady says
that she wants me to, come in through the back door,
right?
So be it.
What if she's all like?
But yeah, then she's got to
do this too. You'll do this.
You know, if the mood is right, if the mood is right.
I don't even.
Is that hot?
That's. You know what? It's not. Now that I look at it, now that I see it, it's actually not hot at all. Right. If the mood is right.
You got to watch this show at RadioAlice.com.
Boy, the show is...
Well, break. Listen, the movie review is coming up, and I'll do a few more texts on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.